Hello and welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners, episode 15 this season. Quarterfinals. We got the original four back on. Big Frank. Frank, how's it going?
It's going great, man. Good to be back on. Good to get on here for the playoffs. You know, not easy getting us all together, especially that nope. Drew has a bedtime that is later, earlier than my six-month-old.
Drew's an hour past his bedtime. Right now. It's outrageous.
More power to him.
Yeah, the guy loves to sleep. Mike, Drew, how you guys doing?
I'm literally laying in bed and not wait to get this pot over. Let's get this going.
I'm good. I just had a nice pasta dinner, pasta and meatballs.
Well, look at you. I am just sitting on my couch and my cat keeps farting noxious gas, disgusting farts. I imagine that's what it's like having a real baby, Frank, right?
It's got to be pretty similar, I can imagine.
So last week on the pod, we made a huge deal about the Mike and Drew fantasy matchup for the playoffs. Jesse won, completely irrelevant. Good news is when I was logging on to Anchor to make this podcast, it said that we had one listen last week.
Ooh.
So nobody heard it. So that's good. We dropped it right before kickoff. So that's on us. Maybe we'll get three views this week. Three listens.
We'll see. We do this for you guys. It's fucked. No one listens.
Definitely pretty rude.
Really, I just do it for myself. So, you know, I got to feel like I'm doing something. All right. First matchup, we'll start consolation bracket, and then we'll go into the real stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let me go consolation bracket games. All right, we have Cormac Phil Rollin Sox 10 seed versus Daddy Long Legs 11 seed. Cormac finished the season strong-ish, 6-8 after a horrendous start. Obviously, we know these teams are bad because it is the consolation bracket. Trevor Lawrence questionable for Alex. Let me see on that. He's been snapping lately. He didn't practice. So that's not good. If he doesn't play, Alex is going to have to pop in. Oh, just fuck one sec. Alex is going to have to pop in. Ryan Tannehill also questionable. So not great. Cormac's rolling Jared Goff, kind of hot hand. McCaffrey, Akers, Keenan Allen. Hayden Hurst, doubtful. He hasn't been playing. All in all, I would like Alex to win because I don't want him to get his ass tatted, which we know he won't do. But I'm going to pick Cormac because his team's kind of hot, I guess, for the 10th overall team in the league. Let's toss it over to Frank.
Alex's team has very much underperformed this year.
Yep.
Kamara not doing much. Pittman, just not great. Cormac's, better as of late. I mean, he smoked me last week, essentially. And I think he didn't even – I think Hurst was out and he still beat me.
Jeez.
I'm thinking McCaffrey and Goff have big weeks. Niners defense. I don't think Cormac really cares much anymore, but I still think he's going to get the win.
Cormac's going to do it for pride. He doesn't want to come in last. unfortunately, I did strongly suggest that Alex keep Michael Pittman this year. That's on me. It was a bad keeper.
I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, who could have known? Also, before we get to Mike and Drew's picks, the overall records, I forgot to drop these. Frank and I tied for last 44-40. Mike 46-38. Drew big lead 49-35. We need him to shit the bed. So actually, after this matchup, I'm having Drew pick first. The rest of them. So yep. Drew, before Mike goes, who do you want in this one?
I think this one's going to be closer than we think. I would love to pick Daddy Long Legs, but I'm going to roll with Phil Rollin Sox. Well,
yeah, of course you are.
Can we switch, Brendan?
You guys are
making Drew go first next.
Act like it fucking matters. The only thing that matters is Mikey. I'm taking Phil Rollin Sox in this one.
All right, Mike, take Alex.
No, I can't do that.
Damn, rip.
I can't. Even though Jerick McKinnon had a massive game last week, I can't pick that man's when he's matched up against CMC. So I'm going Phil Rollin Sox in this one.
All right. Next consolation bracket, Mike, it's your own team, mixing these QBs 6-8 versus Elijah Dak and the ankle breakers, the 9 versus 12 seed Elijah last in the league, 4-10, but that doesn't matter. All that matters is consolation bracket. Mike, you got Jacobs and Cooper questionable. Cooper, I can tell you, is probably going to play, but he's a little hobbled. Elijah's team, I mean, Justin Herbert, Dalvin Cook, Gainwell's been doing every now and then he scores a touchdown. Zay Jones has been snapping. His team's not terrible, and neither is yours, Mike. I think this is going to be significantly higher scoring than the last matchup. But I'm going to not give my answer because I'm going to make Drew pick first. I almost said what I thought was going to
win. I was like,
that was a close one.
I was like, wait, I thought Drew was going first.
I'm not going to give my answer. Drew, go first.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, I know for a fact Mike is going to be lacking focus this weekend, him and his whole team. We're taking down 10 to 15 spliffs this weekend. But that being said, spliffs are great for the mind and great for the hands. So I'm taking Mikey in this one.
Okay, are your girlfriends gone again?
No, I have a vacation house this weekend. We're going snowboarding. Coco, I plan on tiring her out Friday on the slopes and Friday night as well. And so it's just going to be me and Mike. I'm just going to be focused in on Charles. Saturday, Charles and the spliffs. And so it's going to be, you know, an exotic weekend.
That sounds lovely.
Thanks.
I'm so glad I chose to record this in my room and not right next to Aaron on the couch.
Unfortunately, Coco heard that whole thing.
So, oh boy. Good luck.
Drew pick Mike. I'm going with Elijah, man. I mean, easy pick. Elijah's going to win. I'm going to pick one up on Drew. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah. So the picks goes into next week, right?
Until
two more weeks, right?
Yeah, two more weeks. Yep.
Yeah. So I guess I don't have to pick everyone against Drew.
No, you don't.
this might not be a good one to pick against me.
I'm gonna pick Mikey in this one.
Yeah, good call.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, my team's been a disappointment this year. Bad wide receivers, running backs, disappointing. Just all around bad year for me. I'm down bad. Don't really care if Brian Robinson or Amari Cooper or Josh Jacobs play. But I'm going to take myself here because I cannot lose to Elijah. My pride will hurt so bad I might retire from fantasy.
Come on.
Yeah, you're not retiring from fantasy.
Come on, say something about the Dak stack.
Dak stack's back.
Ooh, that's all I wanted to hear.
But I'm not a rapper. Right. No, I mean, I think I'm going to win this week. Even if, like, Robinson and, you know, they don't play, my team is somewhat healthy again. So I got backups I can play. Hopefully Elijah doesn't listen and he doesn't play Montgomery and he just leaves Gainwell in there. So, yeah, I'm picking myself.
T. Conklin kind of looks like Coy Walton, for those that know Coy Walton. Take a
look at him. Conklin.
Let me take a little look on this one here.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Wait, who has Conklin?
Mike Yellow down the bottom.
A modern-day Coy Walton.
It definitely does.
It looks a lot like Coy Walton. Shout out Coy Walton. I bet he didn't expect to get a shout-out on this podcast.
He's probably our one listener from last week.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, that was him. Well, he's going to be fucking shocked this week, so shout out Corey Walton. All right, next matchup, the big boy, the real playoffs. Obviously, there's bye week, so less games this week. We got Ryan, the 2 seed, my ball, Zach Ertz, 9-5 versus Mr. Jeffers. Congrats to Jesse, big year, 7-7, made the playoffs.
Nice.
Second year in the league? This is his second year, I believe, so.
Yep.
Huge come up for him. Ryan's team, I think, is very good. I think they've been a little up and down towards the end of the season, but I mean, they're stacked. So this is going to be a tough matchup. I mean, Burrow against Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay's bad. Josh Allen against Miami. I think Miami's a better matchup and Josh Allen's been good this year, but not extravagant. Miles Sanders, Jonathan Taylor, boom or bust, at least lately. This is going to be really close, honestly. I mean, I feel like I've been picking against both these teams, but Jesse also has Justin Jefferson, who's probably going to break the receiving yards record. I really don't know what way to go with it. That's why I'm going to have Drew go first.
Oh, me? I'm picking Ryan in this one. I think he's going to continue to be hot. I really like Miles Sanders this week against a poor Chicago run defense. Same thing with Allen. I think he's going to beat up Miami. And, yeah, obviously he's a stud too. But this one can go either way. And so if you are looking for one to pick against a juggernaut me, then I'd go with Jesse. Also, sorry, I'm pissing.
All right. Oh my God. So I'm going with Jesse here. He's got a good team. Definitely not because I just am 5 games behind Drew. Jesse's got a real good team. Pollard, Justin Jefferson snaps this week against the Colts, maybe gets some 30 points. Jesse's going to win. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Jesse here. I don't know. I think Buffalo, that Buffalo-Miami game is so weird to me. I have no idea what direction that's going to go, and Ryan's got players on both of those teams. I don't know. That's a weird one. Jonathan Taylor, disappointment. Jerry Jeudy had 3 touchdowns last week. He's definitely not going to have a touchdown this week because of that. I'm going Jesse.
All right, Frank?
Yeah, I mean, this one could definitely go either way. Both teams have been popping as of late. Jesse, yeah, just been really impressed with his team lately, late in the year. I think Garrett Wilson, what a fucking stud that guy is. I think Joff's going to win this one.
I mean, really, you just have to get hot going into the playoffs. The regular season doesn't matter. Dude, his team's hot.
Right? Frank knows all about that.
I know about it.
Fun fact, Frank. Wilson, I think his first name is Garrett. Garrett Wilson leads Jets rookies in receiving yards.
Yeah, dude, he's all time. He's unbelievable.
I was gonna say this year, yeah, no shit.
Who else? No, all time.
For the Jets? All time. Okay, that's a better stat. All right, next matchup. And last one, short pod bye weeks this week. Mitch's Bitches 9-5 versus the Automatux 8-6, 3-5 matchup. I am going to not accidentally give my entire breakdown and swing it to Drew. This time I'm going to go right to Drew and see what he thinks.
Okay. Automatics.
Mm-hmm.
Respect on his name. Say it right. He's getting a dub this week, but this is going to be a great one. I just want to see Mitch go down early in the playoffs. Literally can't see that kid.
Yeah. I would love for Mitch to lose because it has been fuck Mitch. It always will be. I'm going to go Mitch, though, because Ramondre Stevenson, I can't imagine he's playing this week.
No, he's out. He's not
right?
Gonna play. Yeah, he's got to be out.
I can't imagine he's playing
this week. He was spotted at practice, but he didn't practice today. He was there, but he didn't practice.
Yeah, so his next back to put in would be Madison or Rex Burkhead. So Rex Burkhead projected 14 points. I don't think.
No Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce out.
Oh, really? Good thing.
Damian Pierce out for 3 weeks. 1 to 3 weeks.
Hopefully it's only 1 week because I got a big consolation bracket matchup next week. All right. Yeah, so Burkhead maybe. I don't know. Regardless, I'm going Mitch. Give me a Derrick Henry. Monster day. J.K. Dobbins playing the Cleveland Browns defense. Worst defense in the league. Monster day. I'm going Mitch. Drew, what do you think? You just did it. Frank, what do you think? It's so weird. Not going first. I'm just locked in.
Yeah.
So this matchup, the projections are high for both teams. And honestly, I don't see it this week. I think this is going to be a low scoring matchup. Wow. I think Matt Ryan is going to put up some points against the Vikings defense. They're a bunch of frauds. I'm going to go with Mitch this week. He's going to advance to the next round.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I'm hitting the snooze button on confidence this week. I'm sleeping on the automatics and Mitch is advancing. Team's just stacks. He's got no three-headed monster anymore, but that's okay because it's just how did he get this team? How did we allow this to happen? This is insane.
I don't know, but it doesn't matter because neither of these guys are going to win the championship. Jesse's
that's true.
Win.
Jesse.
Oh, okay.
I will say if Jesse wins this week, I'm nervous to play him next week.
Yeah, and then who's the other bye? It's Smoot. You and Smoot. Smoot put up 60 points last week against me. So
did he really?
Not what you want going into the playoffs.
Definitely not. But
he gave his guys a rest. We'll see.
Got the bye week. He's all right.
Oh yeah. No, he's got Kyler.
Yeah, he does also have Kyler.
A lot of injuries.
It's getting tight now at the end of the season. So good luck to all the teams in the actual playoffs with injuries. Let's go into gambling picks. I'm going to need a minute to log into my FanDuel because someone keeps trying to hack into my FanDuel and they keep locking it.
Wow.
So I got to reset my password while that's going.
You should probably just call them and tell them that's happening.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they should probably know because they keep locking it. So, but that's okay. Someone else go with their gambling pick of the week.
Do you guys have one? This is a tough week for me.
I'm just looking quick right now.
All right, I like the New York Giants Washington Commanders over. I've got it at 40.5 this week. I think intra-conference match, like I said last week, but both those offenses are good, and I think 40 is not a huge line, and it's going to be a competitive game.
All right. Mike, you got anything?
Not yet. I'm still looking.
I guess, not really a big gambler until February, as previously stated, but
January 18th.
Thank you. Oh, I'm glad that got moved up a little bit. Oh, before the Super Bowl.
What is that? What's he talking? What you gamble on?
Massachusetts. It'll be open.
Frankie's above board. He's legal only. That's just what he does.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a kid now, you know. He can't be going to do it.
I have to set a good example, you know what I mean? I'm going to go with the Lions plus one at New York Jets. Think it's kind of a trap game, but they've been hot. And, you know, I kind of believe they could make the playoffs if they went out. So
Giants are hot. The Lions are hot right now.
Yes, sir.
Right, I finally got in. Mike, do you have something while I look, while I peruse?
Not yet.
Come on, brother. Give me something.
All right, fine. Fuck it. Give me Baker Mayfield and the Rams plus seven versus Green Bay.
Plus seven? I've got minus three.
The fucking Rams?
Oh, no. My bad. I was looking
at the Browns. What team did you think Baker Mayfield played for? Yeah,
who knows? Who fucking knows anymore?
Baker's right. Back. He's about to get the dub over Green Bay in Lambeau on Monday night. Give me the Rams plus seven.
All right. I don't love it. I don't think Baker's very good. I think Baker worked all his magic last week when they ran the worst defensive play call I've ever seen with 13 seconds left.
Order unit on that.
I'm going to get a little crazy here. I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons and Desmond Ridder plus 4.5 versus the New Orleans Saints. I don't know why. It's my gut.
Wild.
You get a little rookie juice in there, Desmond Ridder. I don't think the Saints are good, honestly, and the Falcons have been kind of frisky all year. They get a little new juice from their rookie QB. Team's a little amped up. They have something to play for. Atlanta Falcons plus 4.5.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Isn't Ridder starting for them? They're moving forward with him the rest of the year.
I mean, that division's wide open.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Desmond Ridder's starting for them.
He is, yeah.
Mariota what the left. Fuck? Yeah, that division is, like, wide open.
Maybe Ridder's nasty.
Yeah, can't be much worse, right? I mean, Saints are starting Andy Dalton still, so.
Yeah. You there, Mike? I lost you for a sec. You back?
Yeah, I think he's gone. I heard him phase out, bro.
He phased out. He was so shocked by that news that he's gone.
All right, bedtime anyway, boy.
Yeah, Drew's getting tired.
Yeah, we gotta let Drew. Someone's gotta tuck Drew in.
Sweet dreams to all my homies.
We'll go read Drew a book.
Yeah, we'll have Frank put him.
Sing him a song.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You guys.
See you guys.